From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama names consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren as a special advisor to help set up a new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
3 years ago, she came up with an idea for a new independent agency that would have one simple overriding mission: standing up for consumers and middle-class families.
The formal announcement was made moments ago at the White House, where the president also made note of this week's report on poverty. He cited a Census Bureau report for 2009 that found the poverty rate had reached its highest level in more than 15 years. The president says it's further proof of just how much working class families have endured in the last 10 years.
Between 2001 and 2009, the incomes of middle class families fell by 5%. In the words of today's Wall Street Journal, this lost decade was the worst for families in half a century.
He accuses Republicans of holding the middle class hostage. However, GOP critics say the president's economic strategies are making matters worse for working Americans. They're urging the administration to freeze all current tax rates for 2 years. Conservative voters are in Washington for the Values Voters Summit. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's a sort of pep rally for Republicans heading into the 2010 elections.
The speakers for this event are a political conservative all-star team. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who ran for president in 2008, kicked off the morning by mocking the Obama administration's promise of a recovery summer.
But I tell you what I'm looking forward to. It's not his recovery summer. It's our recovery fall when we take back both the House and the Senate.
Many of the speakers tried to connect the Tea Party enthusiasm for small government with social conservative ideas about abortion, marriage, and religion. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint told the packed ballroom, "You can't be a real fiscal conservative if you don't understand the value of having a culture that's based on values." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In the latest economic news, a core consumer price index is unexpectedly flat. The Labor Department reports that the core CPI edged up. Analyst Hugh Johnson says that's not so bad.
It's actually good news for two reasons. One, it's in line with expectations. The consensus forecast among economists had been 0.3%, so that's not a big surprise. And the second reason is, believe it or not, it shows that we do have some inflation.
Exclude energy and food prices, and the CPI actually goes up slightly, 0.1%. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 6 points at 10,600. NASDAQ up 11 points at 2,314. This is NPR News. Federal mine safety officials say the investigation of the deadly coal mine explosion in West Virginia in April is now 90% complete. NPR's Howard Berkus reports newly released details about the disaster.
Coal mine safety chief Kevin Strickland says testing of dust samples in the Upper Big Branch mine indicate an excessive amount of coal dust, which fuels and spreads explosions underground. 79% of the samples had more coal dust than federal standards allow.
It would give it more potential to be involved in the explosion.
Excessive coal dust was also noted 30 minutes before the April 5th explosion in a record book kept in the mine. But Federal Mine Safety Chief Joe Main says it's too early to draw conclusions.
This is a piece of the evidence that we'll be looking at and comparing to all the evidence that comes out of the mine.
Mine owner Massey Energy considers the dust samples faulty. Massey did not respond to reports its own executives are resisting subpoenas for interviews in the disaster investigation. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Washington.
Some progress reported today in attempts to free miners in Chile. Rescuers at the site of a mine collapse say a borehole has finally reached the 33 men who've been trapped underground for more than a month. They say the plan is to widen the holes so they can get the miners out. However, that may not take place for at least 6 more weeks. A sixth person is under arrest in Britain for an alleged terrorist plot against the visiting Pope. 5 street cleaners were arrested in a pre-dawn raid. A sixth person was detained later in the day. The Vatican says Pope Benedict XVI, who's on the second day of a state visit to Britain, was calm after hearing news of the arrest. Officials say the pontiff did not plan to change his schedule. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.